With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role. Like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You're listening to BetQL Daily, presented by FanDuel Sportsbook with Joe Ostrowski, Joe Giglio, and Aaron Hawksworth from BetQL.
Welcome back. BetQL Daily, presented as always by FanDuel Sportsbook. Joe O, Joe G, Aaron Hawksworth with you on a Thursday. Coming up 20 minutes from now, Lightning bets, our favorite plays for tonight. Who knows? Might be time to put some props in for this weekend already for the NFL games. But we wanted to dive into something that we started a little bit last week. We had some fun with the Josh Allen and the cold narrative that was out there. And we kind of, in a sense, debunked it a little bit with like, hey, maybe we have to dive deeper into this to find out if it's truth or it's just some sort of trend that might not hold water. So we have some more here we want to throw out because it's interesting. Playoff time, there's so many more people diving in. You read more. Yep. You probably listen more, which we appreciate. You might hear a trend and say, I'm betting on that. Well, should you? So let's throw a few out and kind of dissect them. Joe, which one do you want to start with?
I've got one on totals for this weekend.
Okay.
Which I find pretty interesting. Okay. So all four games this weekend are outdoors. So the weather could play a factor. It's supposed to be freezing. We haven't talked as much about weather this week because it doesn't seem like there are any reports out there that are saying it's going to be tough to deal with. But maybe it will once we get to the weekend. All four games outdoors. Playoff games outdoors. Unders hit at a very high clip. When I start seeing large sample trends, large sample size trends, and it's north of 60%, okay, I'll start to pay attention. Let's see if there's anything there. Well, playoff games outdoors. Unders are 37-20-2, hitting at 65%.
Those are unders outdoors?
Unders, playoff outdoors, yes.
Right.
It's a large sample. What are we at? Almost 60 games, right? We're going to pass that 60-game mark this weekend. So are we buying into that? That the unders are the play in playoff games outdoors since they're hitting at 65%?
Yeah, I mean, I think wind, weather, it's all got to factor in, right? Cold weather, teams that want to run the football, underdogs that want to run the clock, and then especially in cold weather, I think there's definitely something to that. I mean, the surprising thing is if you get shootouts, like a random shootout would surprise me this weekend in a game we're not expecting. Titans-Bengals, wouldn't you be surprised if that game ends up 38-35?
I wouldn't. You wouldn't. I could see it, yeah.
Aaron, what do you think? The unders?
With the quality of quarterback play we're going to have this weekend, I don't think any high-scoring game would shock me.
Yeah, I mean, in the Titans one, I could definitely see that one going under, for sure.
But are we buying into playoff games January typically go under when they're outdoors? That basically the market is not adjusting enough to weather, defense is seeing another team 2-3 times, all that.
Yeah, I do think my brain says yes, but then you watch Josh Allen last week. Do we go too far with that? Do we expect like it's cold, they can't score? Like, well,
right.
If you have great quarterbacks, you have great offenses, you can score.
The Bills and the Chiefs, I mean, they're just high powered. It's hard to imagine. Oh yeah, that's a for sure under right there in Kansas City.
Now, how far does that sample go back?
Let me see. I want to say it's been 2003.
Okay, so that you know, we're talking about the game.
Couple decades.
Yeah, game changing over the years.
It has. So if that went back to the 80s, I'd be concerned. 80s, 90s, different brand of football, but it is somewhat recent. But the quarterback play, I would say it is at an all-time high right now. And we've seen more. I know scoring overall was down this year, but in recent years, it's been higher than before.
I also think some of it, the samples, you have to think about the time period, who's been in the playoffs during these times. Like, how many of these playoff games that were Bill Belichick Patriots teams, right? Built for the cold, built for outdoors, built to limit, the, like, make it closer and you know, low scoring. They're not part of this anymore. And last week, it didn't even matter, right? Bill Belichick's defense got rocked in the cold. That's
See, I'm not buying into it too much. And the only, am I considering any unders? The only one I'd consider is the highest one of the week because of the number. These 47, 48, I'm not betting the unders on any of those. Are you?
No, I'm not. That they feel like that's a risky play to bet the unders there. Yeah. I agree. Yeah. All right, let me throw one at you. And this is an interesting one. I think we've kind of touched on this week, but not honed in on it like this.
Okay.
So against the spread in recent years seems to be a pretty significant difference playing on Saturday versus Sunday of division around weekend. So here are the numbers. Tell me what you guys think. Home teams playing Saturday in divisional road games over the last 11 seasons. Home teams, 16-5-1 against the spread. The Saturday divisional round home game, 16-5-1 against the spread. My feeling on that is the short week, right? Like the best you could do is you have a normal week. Like the Bengals have a normal week, Saturday to Saturday. Titans, of course, are on a bye. So like it mitigates how bad it is for you, but it could also be bad. You could play Sunday to Saturday. That's the Niners. The Niners put on the road Sunday. Now they're on a short week against a team that's on a bye. So like it's like a double whammy there. 16-5-1. It's interesting.
I can't buy into that one. Okay. So you first thought about the rest. And the first thing that I thought is that the better team's at home. And in many of those cases, we have teams coming off the bye at home. Was that divisional round or just playoffs in general?
Divisional round.
So we have almost half of those, it's the team coming off a bye, right?
Well, they're all off a bye, right? Divisional round, they're all off a bye, except this
Not
year,
everybody at home. And last year.
Before the last 2 years, it's everyone's on a bye.
Yeah. You're right. Yeah, that's what I think. That it kind of hammers home the importance of coming off the bye. So should we only look at Green Bay and Tennessee when considering that?
So let me throw the other side of the statty. There's more to this. Then this, I'm gonna see if you change your mind.
Both happen to be on Saturday. That's interesting. Okay.
How about this? So we went over the numbers. Last 11 years, we're talking about 16-5-1. Home teams Saturday. Now, how about this side of it? Since 2006, road teams on Sunday of divisional round weekend, 21-8-1 against the spread. The road teams cover on Sundays. The home teams cover on Saturdays.
Is that a random event?
A couple pieces of context that I try to throw in here. I feel like Tom Brady got a lot of Saturday games. Maybe that's part of this. I don't know. I mean, maybe the Patriots always seem to be the Saturday night game of divisional round weekend. That was a lot of it. So Brady rarely lost. So that helps the home team covering on the Saturday.
But the prime real estate is Sunday night.
Brady.
No, I know. Saturday games. But my point is, why is the road team winning those or covering those?
Well, they're not. Home teams are covering Saturdays. Road teams are covering Sundays.
Yeah, but Sunday night is the big one. Right. Why is the road team covering those?
Rest, the extra day of rest. Maybe it matters that much. I don't know. It does go with what I think for this weekend, which maybe it's confirmation bias on me. I like the favorites more Saturday. Sunday, I like the dogs more.
Hmm. Well, I have a trend as well that's kind of very similar, Joji.
Hosts I have a tough time buying into that one. I honestly. Yeah, sorry. Okay. Go ahead, Aaron.
Home teams are 14-9-1 ATS in the last 6 years, re-emphasizing the importance of not only home field advantage, but the extra rest and health. So that's interesting too. And then since the road teams last held an edge 3-1 in 2009, home teams are on a convincing run of 36-12 straight up, 25-22 ATS in the divisional round.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
If you're in the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace where each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. If you're in the market, use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
That all makes sense to me. They should win the majority of their games, and it's pretty close to 500. I know it's above 50% on the ATS, but I think that all makes
slightly
sense. Slightly. Yeah. I think that all makes sense. How about some, I got some Stafford ones.
Okay.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Now, one I think is trash, one I'm willing to buy into.
Okay.
Stafford as an underdog, November or later. You know, we've only had a few opportunities within the playoffs, so most of these November, December. But November or later, as an underdog, Stafford's record straight up is 4-33.
Wow.
4-33 straight up as an underdog, November or later. What do we think about this one?
I mean, he's with the Lions, though, right? Most of his career is on a bad team. Going into games that if he's playing a contender or a fringe contender, they need the game. Probably less likely to mess around and lose to the Lions in December than they would be in September or October.
Probably a lot of matchups against Aaron Rodgers, if we were to pull it up. Sure. Maybe some games against the Bears where they weren't a complete dumpster fire.
The Vikings years, they were playoff teams. Yeah all those.
And his team has maybe packed it in many years.
Yeah.
Packing bags for division, for vacation.
Blame him for that. I would think that lines up more than
that's
like
the trash trend.
That's trash. That's trash, right? That's trash. I'm not even looking at that. Okay. How about this one? When Matthew Stafford does not throw an interception this year, the Rams are a perfect 7-0.
Oh, I think there's something to that. Yeah. They're set up to win. They just need the quarterback to execute the offense. They need Matthew Stafford to not make the mistakes Jared Goff made and to hit the deep pass that he couldn't often when he just messed it up. It's ready made for Stafford. Just come in here and just play the position and we can go to the Super Bowl, or we can get close to the Super Bowl. I buy that. If he doesn't screw it up, they could win this game.
Yep. I'll buy into that too. But the problem is we don't know if he's going to throw an interception or not.
I was just going to say, do we bet on him to throw an interception, or what's the move here?
I mean, he did lead the NFL in interceptions. Let's not forget this.
So if you see him throw an interception in game, live bet the other team.
Ooh, I like that.
If we believe in the that. Trend.
Yeah, if you want to buy into that a little bit, it's like a 50-50 shot. Yeah. Brady, when he's a playoff favorite by a touchdown or less, awesome record. 9-3 against the spread. Not the largest sample size.
Right.
75% is pretty good. We buying into that? Shorter number on Brady? You just bet it?
It's almost like the Mahomes thing we were talking about earlier. Like, how do we not just take Patrick Mahomes?
Mahomes is a 3-point favorite or shorter. 14-4 against the spread. Both around that 75% number.
Wow. Yeah.
So we got Brady less than a touchdown, and we've got Mahomes less than a field goal. Do you just blindly bet on those great quarterbacks?
I mean, I think if you do and you have, you've probably made way more money than you've lost, and this is why they are who they are.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Let me throw this one at you. This is more of a stat from this year than it is a trend. But I wonder if you guys think there's anything to this, or it's just noise. Have you noticed Matthew Stafford's numbers this year as the game has gone along, particularly what he's done in the fourth quarter? Because I think this game's close on Sunday. I think it's not decided before we get in the fourth quarter, the Bucs and the Rams. I feel like the perception is Matthew Stafford would crumble late, right? He's not a winner. He's never won big games. He wouldn't do well late in games. Have you seen what he's done this year in games? Matthew Stafford this season, in the first quarter, he has a 4-4 touchdown interception ratio, only a rating of 86. In the second quarter, 15-8, 98.6 passer rating. In the third quarter, 10-4 touchdown reception, 107 rating. Joe and Aaron, in the fourth quarter of games this year, he has a 12-0 touchdown interception ratio, 126.7. He's probably been the best fourth quarter quarterback in the NFL this year. Matthew Stafford. He gets better as the game goes along.
It's surprising.
I trust thought the same Tom thing. Brady too when the clock's ticking down. That's interesting. But yeah, and then I was also looking last week. He had his second highest quarterback rating of the season. 154.1. Before that, it was September 12th against the Bears, 156.1.
How about the one that our guest Simon Hunter threw out there when he joined us in the first hour of the show? When you have those high playoff totals of at least 54, which we have in Kansas City and Buffalo, it's happened 9 times, and the unders are 8-1. As he mentioned, the only over was Buffalo KC. What do we think about that one?
Yeah, it's inflated.
Right? High total, take the under. Yeah.
They get inflated. Joe O, Joe G, Aaron Hawks with BetQL Daily, presented as always by FanDuel Sportsbook. Lightning bets up next right here on the BetQL Network.
Each win means that much more in the NFL playoffs. That's why FanDuel Sportsbook is hooking up new customers with 30-1 enhanced odds for the divisional playoffs. Bet 5 to win $150 on any team to win any divisional playoff game. I love Green Bay this weekend to win in Lambeau against a banged-up San Fran team. Just sign up for FanDuel Sportsbook and make a deposit to claim your 30-1 enhanced odds. Already have a FanDuel Sportsbook? FanDuel is hooking up all customers with $50 when you refer a friend. Plus, your friend will get $50, too. Don't miss your chance to win $150 off a $5 bet when you use promo code BETQL when signing up. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app. Use promo code BETQL and pick your divisional playoff team before kickoff.
21 and over, present in Colorado, Iowa, Illinois, Indiana, Michigan, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Virginia, or West Virginia. Minimum bet $25. Max bonus $35. Visit online real money wager for risk-free bet. Refund and bonus issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700 in Colorado. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. 1-800-9-WITH-IT in Indiana. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-800-GAMBLER in New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Illinois, and Virginia. Tennessee red line 1-800-889-9789 in Tennessee. Or visit www.1800gambler.net in West Virginia.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.